Title: Polish Old School DNB Subsign for Sunrise Set Emotion in Ableton Live 12, Beginner Lesson. All right, let's build that classic old school drum and bass sunrise sub. The one that feels warm and emotional, it rolls under the brakes, it sounds huge in a club, but it never turns to mud. And we're doing it in Ableton Live 12 with stock devices, with a workflow that's mastering aware, meaning we'll prep the mix so the master chain doesn't have to fight the low end. Before we touch any plugins, set yourself up for success. Step 0. Set the scene. Set your tempo somewhere in the 170 to 174 BPM zone. Then drop in a reference track. Pick something old school, atmospheric, sunrise vibe. The kind of tune where the bass feels calm and confident, not aggressive and noisy. Turn it down so it's not blasting. It's just there to keep you honest on vibe and levels. Now put a rough kick and break in first. Even a basic loop is fine, because sub decisions without drums are basically guesses. In Rolling Jungle and early DNB, the sub is usually steady and supportive. The breaks do the talking. Your sub is the floor. Step 1. Make a clean subsign source, the right way. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. Go to oscillator and pick a sine wave. Keep it simple. Now, make it behave like a real sub instrument. Set it to one voice. You want it to feel monophonic and stable. Turn glide off for now. We can add character later, but first we earn the right to get fancy. Go to the amp envelope. Here's your click prevention zone. Set attack around 0 to 3 milliseconds. If you hear clicks later, push it up toward 5 or 6 milliseconds. Set release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. That tiny release is a big deal. It stops hard edges that click, and it keeps note ending smooth without smearing your groove. Decay is optional. If you want the note to feel a little plucky, use a decay around 200 to 500 milliseconds. If you want a sustained sub that just holds, keep sustain up and keep it simple. Now, note choice for sunrise emotion. A beginner-friendly trick. Pick keys that naturally sit in a comfortable sub range. F minor, G minor, A minor. These often land the fundamental in a zone that feels big without stressing systems. Here's the coaching note. G is about 49 Hz. F is about 43.7 Hz, and A is about 55 Hz. Those are friendly, club-safe, calm but powerful fundamentals. If your tune is in a very low key, like D, the root is around 36.7 Hz. That can still work, but it's easier to lose translation on smaller systems. In that case, consider writing the sub more on the fifth, or spending more time an octave up so the track doesn't live under 40 Hz for long stretches. Step 2. Write a sunrise-style subline. This is where beginners usually overplay. Don't. Old-school sublines are hypnotic, confident, repetitive. The emotion comes from stability and the atmosphere around it. Start with a 2-bar loop. Here's a super usable 1-bar concept. Root note on beat 1. Hold it for half a bar or even the whole bar. Then a small move on beat 3, like the 5th or the 7th. Short note. Then back to the root. If you're in F minor, an easy example is F held long, C short, back to F. And here's an arrangement mindset. In the verse sections, keep it mostly root so it's grounded. In the sunrise lift moments, add a gentle little ascending walk every 4 or 8 bars. Tasteful. The crowd should feel like the sun came up, not like the bass started doing Parker. One very practical discipline tip: select all your MIDI notes and set the velocities nearly identical, like 90 to 100 across the board. You'll create movement with note length, groove, and sidechain, not random loud notes that mess with your limiter later. Step 3. Gain staging early. This is where the polish starts. Before processing, pull the sub fader down so your channel peaks are roughly in the -12 to -8 dB area. And while you're building the track, aim for around -6 dB peak on the master. Headroom is your weapon in drum and bass. If you start too hot, every device down the chain is going to behave worse. Now we build the sub chain. Step 4. Clean it with EQ8, but don't over-EQ assign. Put EQ8 first. Add a gentle high-pass filter, 12 dB per octave, around 20 to 30 Hz. That's not to change the vibe. That's to cut subsonic rumble you can't really hear, but your limiter will definitely react to. And a key mindset: don't boost your fundamental with EQ unless you're fixing something specific. Sine waves don't need hype. If you want more presence, saturation usually does a better job. Later, after saturation, if you notice a nasal or honky buildup somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, you can notch it gently, maybe 2 to 4 dB with a medium Q. Small moves only. Surgery, not redesign. Step 5. Add sunrise warmth with saturator. Drop saturator after EQ8. Your goal is harmonic glow. not a reese, not mid-bass, just enough extra harmonics so the bass is audible on smaller speakers and feels emotionally alive. Start with drive around +2 to +6 dB, turn soft clip on. Choose a smooth curve like analog clip or soft sine, whichever feels rounder to you. Now the most important teacher move here, level match. After you add drive, lower the output so bypassed and enabled are about the same loudness. If you don't level match, you'll always choose the louder option, even if it's worse. Dial in method, loop kick, break, and sub together. Increase drive until you just notice the sub speak a bit more in the mix. Then back it off by about 10 to 20%. If one note suddenly sounds weird or nasal, that's the wrong harmonic problem. Fix it by putting EQ8 after saturator and doing a tiny cut somewhere in the 120 to 300 Hz range, where it sticks out. Step 6. Control dynamics with glue compressor. Put glue compressor after saturator. We're not trying to smash the sub. We're stabilizing it so it stays, put under breaks and so different notes don't randomly jump out. Starter settings, ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release on auto, or around 0.3 seconds if you want a specific feel. Adjust threshold so you get about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest notes. And leave makeup off. Do your gain manually so you stay in control. Teacher tip, if your sub is very steady, you might barely see compression. That's fine. The point is consistency, not meters moving. Step 7. Mono the low end with utility. Put utility after glue. Turn bass mono on if you've got it, and set it around 120 Hz. That's a classic safe point. If you don't use bass mono, you can set width to 0% on the sub track. But ideally, your sub instrument is already mono and stable. Roll of the road, below about 120 Hz. Keep it mono for club translation and that final style solidity. Quick bonus coaching trick, phase alignment with the kick. If your kick and sub feel smaller together than separately, put utility on the sub and try the phase invert switches. Flip left, flip right, quick a slash B on the first downbeat. Keep whichever setting gives you more push and weight. It's not always needed, but when it helps, it really helps. Step 8. Optional sidechain to the kick. The classic roll, old school jungle roll, is usually subtle. We want the kick to breathe through without turning the whole track into a trampoline. You can do this in glue compressor on the sub, or add a second compressor just for sidechain. Enable sidechain, choose the kick track as input. Try ratio 2 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release 80 to 140 milliseconds. Set the threshold, so you're ducking around 1 to 4 dB on kick hits. Feel coaching. If the release is too fast, you'll hear an ugly wobble. If it's too slow, the bass disappears and the groove feels like it's gasping. You want a smooth little nod, not a pump. Advanced but still friendly idea if you want it later, multidance sidechain. Split your sub into two racks. Deep lows get ducked, upper harmonics get less ducking. That way the kick gets space, but the bass remains audible and emotionally steady. Now let's do the mastering prep part. This is not final mastering. This is a safe working master, so you can write confidently without destroying dynamics. Step 9. A beginner safe master chain. Clean not crushed. On the master, at EQ8, high pass at 28 C, 12 dB per octave. Again, this is headroom protection. If the mix feels boxy, you can try a tiny dip, like 1 dB around 250 to 350 Hz. Only if you hear muddiness. Then add glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 30 milliseconds. Release auto. And only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the loudest sections. Then a limiter. Set ceiling to minus 1 dB. While composing, aim for only 1 to 3 dB of limiting at most. DNB sanity check. If the limiter is constantly working because of the sub, it's usually one of three things. The sub is too loud, too long in release, or too saturated. Fix the mix. Don't bully it with the limiter. Now arrangement. Because sunrise emotion is arrangement as much as sound. Step 10. Sunrise arrangement moves that hit hard without getting louder. Try a 64-bar plan. Bars 1 to 16, filtered intro, no true sub. Tease it. Bars 17 to 32, sub enters quietly, mostly root notes. Bars 33 to 48, full drums and sub, add one tasteful passing note every 4 bars. Bars 49 to 64, the sunrise lift, open hats, airy pad, maybe a tiny bit more harmonic brightness. And here's a beautiful trick. Brighten the world around the bass, not the bass itself. Instead of turning up sub level, automate perceived brightness. You can automate saturator drive up by just 1 dB in the lift, very small. Or even better, create a parallel return called sub glow. On that return, Add saturator with more drive than you dare on the main sub, then a Q8 high pass around 150 to 250 HC so only upper content remains. Optionally, add a very subtle chorus on that high-passed content only. Send just a little from your sub track. Now the bass feels richer and more emotional, but your low end stays clean and mono. Another arrangement upgrade. Negative space bars. Every 16 bars, do one bar where the sub hits the root on beat 1, then leave space. The breaks fill the gap, and the next bar feels heavier without you turning anything up. That's old school magic. Now quick common mistakes to avoid, because these are the ones that wreck beginner mixes. First, sub too loud when soloed. A good DNB sub often sounds underwhelming alone. In the mix, it's massive. Mix in context. Second, oversaturation. If your sub starts sounding like a weak Reese, you've added too many harmonics. Third, stereo sub. Wide low end equals phase problems and weak club translation. Mono it. Fourth, no high pass under 20 to 30 HZ. Subsonics eat headroom and trigger the limiter. Fifth, sidechain pumping like house music. Jungle roll is subtle.